Here on Sunday night's main event, I am joined by a very familiar voice. A lot of listeners have probably seen his videos, listened to his interviews. Emmy Award winning Chris Van Vliet, welcome to the show.
Man, it's so good to be here. Good to be back in Canada too.
Right? It's always good to be, like, just coming back home. There's something about that, isn't it?
There is literally Tim Hortons right here and over here. I feel like I've been just welcomed back.
That's awesome. All right, so let's talk a little bit. In terms of, you know, getting into podcasting, getting into interviews, how did this come about?
For me, broadcasting is my main passion. You know, I grew up just outside of Toronto. I grew up in Pickering. And, you know, I was watching a lot of Much Music and City TV and CBC growing up. And for me, it was just like I always wanted to do something in radio or something in television. And I figured when I was going to school for communication studies at Wilfrid Laurier, I was like, I'm just going to give it a try. I'm just going to ask as many people for the opportunity. Can I volunteer here? Can I intern here? And the worst I can hear is no. So I just kind of went for it. And 570 News in Kitchener was the first place I started. Chex TV in Peterborough was my first TV station. And just kind of figured it out from there and kept working out from there.
I think that's exactly, because a lot of people ask us, how did you start this, right? And I think that's the best way to go, is just have that mentality of, what's the worst that someone can say? No.
Yeah, and the barrier of entry now is so low. People need to understand that the barrier of entry is so insanely low that all you have to do is literally take your phone out, hit record, and then upload it to a podcast web or a podcast hosting site, and now you've got a podcast.
Right. So you've been doing this for so long. It must be a little weird being on the other side of the interview now.
Yeah. Shouldn't I be asking the questions?
Right. Exactly. Right? That's what you would think. All right. So let's talk about your wrestling fandom. Obviously, you've been a fan. How long have you been a fan? And like, what was your first memory in terms of wrestling?
My first memory was going to my grandma and grandpa's house in Scarborough, and it would just be on like Saturday Night Main Event. Yep. And I remember all the characters from that era. Like, obviously, Macho Man and Ultimate Warrior, Hulk Hogan, but also, like, Repo Man and Coco Beware. I just remember being really aware of it. I remember my uncle being like, you know what an Undertaker is, right? I'm like, that's that guy. He goes, no, Undertaker is like when someone dies. I'm like, oh, and I had no idea. But it was, like, the Attitude Era that really sucked me in and made me, like, a massive fan. Austin and McMahon was the big storyline of that time, and so many things that The Rock did, I feel like, as a 15, 16-year-old, I started to do.
Yeah.
Like, I would walk down the halls of my high school asking people, well, so how was your day? It doesn't matter how your day was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Did you ever get suspended, in trouble, because you DX chopped anyone?
I don't think I was at the point where the DX chop had been banned quite yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I interviewed Santino recently. He was telling me that the Cobra was banned. He heard that people were doing the Cobra in school. I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's how you know that you've made it. When kids get in trouble for doing something that you do in the ring, right? Like that's how you've made it. All right, so you obviously, you know, you watch wrestling here, you went to the events here. You know, do you still keep in touch with the product? Like, how heavy are you right now in the product?
I mean, as we sit here right now, we're 6 days away from WrestleMania.
Oh, exactly.
I live in Los Angeles. It happens to be in Los Angeles, so yeah, and I think that now is the best time to be a wrestling fan. There's so many options, whether you're watching it on TV, whether that's Dynamite or Rampage, SmackDown, Raw, Impact, whatever it is, or you can just go online and watch literally any match that's ever existed.
That's the beauty, right? But for me, what's fascinating is the fact that you can honestly, any given weekend, any given major city in North America, you're going to find 5-6 indie shows. And sometimes those shows are just where the heart of the fandom and where the heart of the wrestling mind is. And I just love going to those. Do you ever check out any shows locally?
Yeah, and there's something special about seeing someone before they get signed.
Exactly.
Like, I was a ring announcer at an event in 2019, and there was a young, very jacked wrestler on the card named Austin Theory.
There you go.
And I'm like, this guy is pretty good. And there's like those moments. I also, you know, I remember working with Darby Allin years ago. And there's also something like, I remember being a fan. I remember watching the AWF in Scarborough. And I watched this female wrestler named La Felina who made her debut and turned out to be Gail Kim.
Yep.
And there's something cool about, like, it's like listening to a band before they get popular and you go,
that's exactly what I akin it to, right? Yeah. Like, I remember, there's so many awesome bands that I used to watch in Streetsville that just blew up into, like, you know, into what they are now. And it's just, there's something about that, you know? It's kind of like, it just, you feel a little special knowing them.
Yeah, I was there first. That's I knew about them first. It.
You brought up AWF, Apocalypse Wrestling Federation. I used to watch that. Applebee's in Scarborough.
Wow. I was going when it was at Cactus Pete's.
Yes.
And the ceiling was so low they couldn't do moves off the top rope.
Yep. Exactly. I remember watching Edge and Christian Rhino around that time. And like, you knew that there was something about them.
Yeah.
You knew that they were going to make it somewhere, right?
Yeah. And but Ron Hutchinson was running that. And I remember they did a thing at the CNE.
Every year at the CNE, they would run this tournament, multi-day tournament. I remember I dragged my mom to the CNE almost every single day. And my parents would just walk away with my brother and sister and do whatever they needed to do. But I was there, just sitting ringside throughout the entire tournament.
I remember that like it was yesterday. I would take the GO train into Toronto. I didn't care about the CNE. All I cared about was watching wrestling. It was like every hour on the hour or something like that.
Yeah, it was so much fun, so much fun. All right, so let's talk about WrestleMania. It is in your backyard. Are you going to be watching any of the other events outside of WrestleMania?
Absolutely. The thing is, it comes down to, like, which events do you go to? Because it's so busy.
Yeah.
And the best thing about WrestleMania week is that everybody's in town. And the worst thing about WrestleMania week is everybody's too busy because there's so many things going on. But I've got something every night from Wednesday all the way till Monday. I'll be checking out different shows, different events. Man, I can't wait. This is like Christmas time if you're a wrestling
fan. Isn't it? So what match are you looking forward to the most throughout the week?
I mean, I think we got to look at the main event. Like, that's the match I'm most looking forward to. The Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes. I think it just makes sense that Cody Rhodes finally wins the big one here. So
right? It's like it full circle. Finally does it, wins the big one, and there we go. Like,
it's just such a feel-good moment.
Yeah.
And, I mean, then what happens after that?
Exactly.
I don't know. But that's the match I'm looking forward to the most. Also, I've been so incredibly impressed with Logan Paul. And I think that Logan Paul is like the new Shane McMahon.
Yes.
You know his matches are going to be okay. But he's going to do something in those matches that's going to make you go, oh, my God, is he crazy?
Yep.
So I'm very excited to see what Logan Paul's going to do.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. All right, one last question before you go. I know that this is always the toughest question to answer for a lot of people.
Oh, boy.
Who is your favorite wrestler of all time?
It doesn't matter who my favorite wrestler of all time is. It's got to be The Rock for me. Like, he's the reason that I really got sucked into it, because everything he did in the ring and outside of the ring just oozed charisma. So it's, for me, he's my favorite performer. I think if we're talking about just in the ring, like doing the most amazing, incredible stuff, AJ Styles was a huge reason that I loved TNA, like in the mid-2000s. Yep. I bought all of AJ Styles' DVDs, like the best of the phenomenal AJ Styles, Volume 1, Volume 2. So, yeah, those are my two guys.
All right, there you go, Chris. Busy week, but good luck this week.
Yeah, thank you.
It's going to be awesome. Thank you for joining the show.
Of course. Thank you for having me on.
Anytime.